God's word for you, Mark 5, verses 19 and 20. But Jesus would not let him. Instead, he told him, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you." The man left and began to proclaim in the Decapolis everything Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. How sad, how frustrating to be told no. We have several examples of God saying no to prayers in the Bible. Moses prayed that the Lord would call someone else instead of him as a prophet in Exodus 4, but God sent him and his brother to Pharaoh. David in 2 Samuel 12, David prayed for the life of the first child Bathsheba bore to him, spending days and nights lying on the ground, but after 7 days, the child died. In the last chapter of Jonah, the prophet, in a fit of disappointment and anger, prayed that God would kill him when the city of Nineveh repented and was spared, but the Lord refused and taught him a lesson instead. And our Lord Jesus, of course, asked for the cup of his suffering to be taken from him, but the Father answered no. That last no was a blessing that still resonates in our lives and our spirits today and forever, for through that no we have life, forgiveness, and the resurrection. This no, that is Jesus refusing to let this man become a disciple, was an example of another kind of answer to our prayers. Now, God generally answers prayer in one of four ways. First, yes. Sometimes God simply grants what we ask, like the Syrophoenician woman asking Jesus to heal her daughter, or like the Lord answering the prayers of my wife and me in the early days of our marriage with the gift of children. The first one was born just a little more than 9 months after our wedding day. Second, no. Sometimes, as with Jesus asking for the cup to be taken away, the Father answers no. His plan is for us not to have the thing we ask for. Three, he may say later. Sometimes the Lord delays his response for a while for reasons known only to him, which becomes a blessing to the one praying. Luther says about this, "When we pray, we have the advantage of the promise that what we ask will be granted, though not according to our wish. God does well that he doesn't give us everything as we wish, for otherwise we'd want to have everything on our own terms." But here, the man cured of his demon wanted Jesus to let him be a disciple, but he's told no. And this is an example, as we said, of the doctrine of the divine call, especially of the call seeking the man rather than the man seeking the call. But with regard to prayer, it's an example of God's fourth answer. And four, you're not asking for enough. Sometimes God flings wide open the storehouses of his goodness and blessings, and he gives us something very different from whatever we prayed about. He told Israel through Isaiah, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes." That's Isaiah 54:2. He was going to do more, far more than he was asked. A disciple? No, you will not be a disciple, Jesus says. Instead, you will be my only apostle in this pagan land of the Decapolis. And then Jesus sent him back to his family as a preacher, fully prepared to announce the grace of God. He had already known the black pit of sin, despair, hell, and possession by demons. Then he found out firsthand about what God's grace accomplishes in the heart and the life of the helpless. As Paul says, God shows the weak things of the world to shame the strong, 1 Corinthians 1:27. This man knew Jesus' name. He knew Jesus as the Savior, and he understood sin, grace, and the power of the gospel. He knew more firsthand than most of us preachers learn in 30 or 40 years of experience after our 8 or 12 years of schooling. Not long ago, the demons in him had known Jesus' name, and they were terrified. But now he had learned Jesus' divinity and grace, and he was overwhelmed with love and thankfulness. It can be so sad, so frustrating to be told no. But it can also be a surprising and amazing gift. And so we pray, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.